White House officials say the president was briefed this morning on the potential terrorist threat before departing for Camp David. Worldwide, nearly two dozen U.S. embassies are preparing to close their doors in the next 24 hours. The State Department says there is a potential for a terrorist attack, particularly in the Middle East and North Africa. And officials have specifically mentioned Yemen as a potential target. The country is home base for Al-Qaeda of the Arabian Peninsula, also known as AQAP, a terrorist group that many now consider the most dangerous in the world. While U.S. officials won't offer more specifics, a travel alert has been issued for American citizens worldwide, a warning that both rail and airports could be targeted. But at Dulles Airport near the nation's capital, the warning is not discouraging passenger Nathan Brandenburg.
I'm not too afraid of traveling, especially with security the way it is. We're traveling with a lot of gear as well, and we have to go through all the security, so I know what it's like. It doesn't really bother me too much.
Historically, the month of August has been an active one for terrorist organizations. 15 years ago this week, twin U.S. embassy bombings in Kenya and Tanzania claimed over 200 lives and injured more than 4,000. Next month also marks the first anniversary of the September 11th attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, which killed four Americans, including the U.S. ambassador. Here in Washington, there appears to be rare bipartisan agreement on this potential threat. White House concerns have been echoed by Republicans. The universal message: U.S. personnel connected to embassies and consulates should be vigilant.